Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And we're back.
Yay.
And it feels like we're in the Antarctica.
It does.
Actually, this is better. Today it was 20 degrees.
Oh, 20.
Last week, when you were gone, it was -9 in the morning. And during the day, it was like 7, 9.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be so miserable. So you're back from Cabo.
I am. Yay.
Cabo, Mexico. Kind of. Yay-ish. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, but it was -2 degrees when I got here.
I know. I tried to warn you.
I had a hoodie sweatshirt.
So tell us about Cabo.
It was amazing, as always.
What was your favorite part?
The catamaran. We rented, like, we got, like, tickets, all of us, on a catamaran boat, and it was just, like, a party boat. Like, it took us all out into the harbor and into the Gulf, and we were just drinking. It was, like, all-inclusive on there, so it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they played amazing music, and we took some really great pictures, like, with in front of, like, really awesome views. And then we stopped the boat and got out and did snorkeling, which was really cool. And we saw a whale coming back.
Wow.
And there was this,
how,
like,
close were you to the whale?
I'm not good with that, with estimating. So it was close enough for me to get a really good picture. How's that?
So I know there's kind of a, like, you and your dad are battling for pictures.
We are.
So we're not allowed to share any Cabo pictures.
I'm not sharing any Cabo pictures until
you get your pictures from your trip home to Pennsylvania in October.
So I've been asking for them for 2 months now.
Papa Jim, get on it. Ashley's ready to send you pictures.
We got professional ones sent on the boat.
And I really would like to post some of that on the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Everybody wants to see them.
Yeah. So Papa Jim, you're holding up the train. Yep.
Something.
So a lot of stuff happened while you were gone. We'll do a brief summary.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Paul Walker died.
Oh my goodness. The first day I got Wi-Fi in Cabo, I saw that and I was like, this is not real. Like, this is a joke.
I know. Everyone was like, it's a hoax. It's a hoax. But then they finally came out on his Twitter and Facebook, and
I am devastated.
So sad.
Because you know I'm a big Fast and Furious fan.
Right. And one of my favorite movies of all time, Varsity Blues.
Oh, God, yes.
So,
he was on my to-do list.
So devastating.
That's another one off my to-do list. I'm down to, like, one.
Well, you're engaged.
True.
So
I guess I should be down to one.
Yeah. So that was really sad. There was a very bad train wreck in New York.
Yep, we saw that. It was like North Metro, so it was going like upstate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened? Nelson Mandela died.
Yep.
Was
that
before you came home?
Yep.
Wow.
I was just like, geez, what am I going back to?
Right. A lot of stuff. So hopefully things will settle down now that you're home and everything's the way it should be.
I hope so.
We're going to go over some entertainment news and jump into some fun stories.
Yeah, because I'm out of the loop.
Yeah. So this first story I found, I was like, we have to talk about it because this is your girl.
This is my homegirl.
So tell us about it.
So Leighton Meester, she's Blair from Gossip Girl, if, in case anybody doesn't know that, is going to be on Broadway.
Yay!
Yeah, she's going to be in the upcoming production of John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men.
Mm-hmm.
And James Franco is going to be in it, which I think is awesome. Like,
he is
those
adorable.
Two together, I want to go see this
I
now.
Wouldn't classify him as sexy.
No.
But I wouldn't classify her as sexy. Like, Blake Lively, sexy.
Sexy.
Her, cute.
She, and that's why I think I love her. And I think
and he's adorable.
His personality, yeah, just makes that
right.
awesome. Like, I kind of want to, not kind of, I want to go back home east to see
I
this.
Was just going
to
say, do you have any plans to go back to New York?
I don't, but I think I'm going to have to make some. So she's going to play, if you haven't read the book, or, well, I guess if you have, she's going to play Curly's wife, who is she plays a very lonely role.
Mm-hmm.
She's the spouse of the ranch boss.
Okay, and so give us a brief rundown of who she is. Like, we know her from Gossip Girl.
Blair
what else
Waldorf,
has she
Gossip
done?
Gossip Girl. She was in the movie That's My Boy with Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg. She played his fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie is absolutely hysterical if you haven't seen that.
I need to check that out. I have not.
I die every time I watch it. And then she was also in Country Strong with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm. And I loved that movie.
Yeah. And so
she was also on the soundtrack.
Yes, she sings. She's That's not the only song. She's got another song that she did with, I want to say Cobra Starship. I don't
know. Oh, okay.
And she also did a Christmas, she has a Christmas song from last year as well.
Very cool.
She's really, really, I think she's an amazing voice.
We're going to call her Blair because that's how we know her. So congratulations to Blair Waldorf.
And she just got engaged. Like, her world is rocking right now.
Right. And then speaking of actors and actresses, Forbes has listed the most overpaid actors in Hollywood for the last year. Now, the calculations were based on the last three movies that each actor starred in over the past 3 years, ending June 1st of 2013. Then they factored in each actor's pay and the film's budget and expenses to calculate a return on investment for each movie and then used the average of all three to get each star's overall return.
So can I just interject? Isn't every actor and actress in Hollywood overpaid?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't just me.
I almost said that. So in the past year, Adam Sandler's, Katherine Hagel's, and Reese Witherspoon's movies didn't necessarily make a profit quite large enough to justify their salaries, which makes them the three most overpaid actors of 2013, which breaks my heart. I love Reese Witherspoon and Katherine Hagel. I love Adam Sandler.
He is my favorite.
I kind of got oversaturated with all of his, like, Billy Madison.
Oh, I love
all those movies. So,
but I can understand it because I've heard that Katherine Heigl is very demanding.
Yeah.
Like, well, with her whole exit on Grey's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm not surprised on that. And I'm really shocked because, well, I guess I'm shocked somewhat because I really do like Reese Witherspoon. But right. I don't think her movies, I don't think they go to a wide enough genre of people. Like, they're very, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get with her movies. And they're very much oriented for girls. So I guess maybe that's why they don't bring in as much revenue.
So Reese, get to turning that around.
Yeah.
Get some better movies. Britney Spears is getting ready to start her show in Vegas. Steve is actually in Vegas. Well, he's not. He's on his way back from Vegas right now. He's flying. Going to pick him up tonight. He's been in Vegas, and he said that he has heard that she's actually in town. They haven't started performing, but they're in practices. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on with her lately.
Well, she finally came out. She was on the cover of InStyle. She finally came out and admitted that she got cosmetic assistance from a plastic surgeon to enhance her lips.
I need that.
I don't want to look like a fish. Not going to lie.
You're not going to look like a fish. Has Britney ever come out and looked like a fish?
No, but other people have.
Right.
She did admit that she loves skincare and that she has insecurities, which I'm not surprised. Everybody does. I mean, she looks amazing. When I remember being younger and always wanting to have her body, like, I always thought she was amazing.
Always in shape.
Yeah, but she said even she stresses about how important it is to look good and feel good about yourself. And she said she thinks that it's cruel that the world puts so much emphasis on looks. And she was actually appalled at how Kim Kardashian was treated during this whole pregnancy.
When she was pregnant. Because, like, remember when she came out in the black and white dress and they compared her to a whale?
Yeah, people were really
so
brutal.
Mean.
And she said she remembers what it was like when she was pregnant. She said, you know, you're already, like, emotional. Your hormones are going crazy. And then you've got paparazzi taking pictures of you. And she said this really should be a time when you treasure your body. And, you know, unfortunately, they make it hard to do that. And she said she loved being pregnant for many reasons, not to mention that the sex is awesome then.
So she loves pregnancy sex?
We've always known she's got a weird side to her.
Well, neither one of us have been pregnant, so we can't really say that it's weird. It might be more common. Maybe we should ask some of the girls that we work with. Wait. That's inappropriate.
Yeah. I'm sure we could Google.
Maybe we could find some friends that have had babies. I've got a dinner date with my friend that has had two kids. And I don't know if I could ask her that. How do you bring that up? So
yeah, it was like the only people I know really are my parents. And that is not going down.
Not a conversation you want to have with Carolyn? Hey, Mom.
No, I'm good. Good on that one.
Well, I'm just happy to hear that Brittany seems to be a little bit more normal.
Yeah, I'm glad to see her doing well again. I was always a fan favorite.
So the Grammy nominations also came out while you were away.
They did.
I actually DVR'd the Grammy nomination concert.
Okay.
Which, very like, it's only an hour long, so they only cover, like, a few of the nominations. But it was really great. Some great performances. I didn't fast forward through a whole lot like I thought I would.
Okay, that's good.
So they were announced, and there were some surprises. So let's go through our favorites and some of our predictions for the show that's going to air January 26th. Okay. We need to put that on our calendars now.
We do.
There is a ginormous list of nominees. So if you want the complete list, we're going to have that link on our Podbean website and our Spreaker website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Works for me.
So let's start off with the first one. Go ahead.
Record of the year.
Yes.
So this year, the nominees are Get Lucky by Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, Royals by Lorde, Locked Out of Heaven, Bruno Mars, and Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell. And Justin Timberlake was snubbed.
Right. For which, record of the year.
You know what? I'm really not
You're
surprised.
Okay with that. So out of those, I'm only familiar with Royals and Blurred Lines.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not into the
I'm top familiar 40. With all of them.
Okay. So who do you think's going to win?
I have a feeling it's going to be Get Lucky or Locked Out of Heaven.
Really? Because I have heard about Royals a lot. That's the only reason I've heard of it is because that's what I was like, I'm going to go listen to this. And it's a pretty
decent
album. I
think that Get Lucky covers two different genres because you've got the Pharrell Williams fans and the Daft Punk fans, and Bruno Mars is just he's the one that's gonna I feel like stand out to the teeny boppers. So that would be my guess. One of those two would be my guess. Anyway, I don't think Radioactive's gonna pull it from Imagine Dragons.
Do you own all of those albums?
I do own all of those songs, specifically not the full albums.
All right, so then for Album of the Year, which again, Record and Album of the Year, I don't understand the difference. They have that on all of the award shows. What, did we decide the difference last time?
We did find it out, and now I can't remember.
I can't either. So Album of the Year, the nominees are The Blessed Unrest by Sarah Bareilles, Random Access Memories by Daft Punk, Good Kid M.A.A.D. City by Kendrick Lamar, The Heist by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
I just rolled my eyes.
And Red by Taylor Swift.
So once again, Justin Timberlake snubbed.
I know none of them except Red.
I'm really not surprised that Justin Timberlake didn't make it because I did not like the second part of his 2020 album. I think it was just, I just don't like it. I think The Heist is going to take it.
Really?
Only because Macklemore's everywhere and they touch all those controversial issues and I really just can't stand them.
You can't?
No.
Wow.
But then again, you never know. Could be Taylor Swift because she seems to win everything.
That's true. She performed on the Grammy nomination concert. Why? But she wasn't there. She was actually in Australia. And she was doing a concert. She stopped, said hi to the Grammy concert because it was a live concert. And then she performed I Knew You Were Trouble.
Why am I not surprised?
Right. But Katy Perry also did a performance from another country.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, Katy Perry's album isn't there, which I know that just recently came out, so it's hard to. Justin Timberlake's isn't there. Miley Cyrus's isn't there. One Direction. I mean, there's a lot of albums. Bruno Mars's album didn't make it. I mean, I was really, really shocked when I saw this list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next one, though, is Song of the Year. And the nominees are Just Give Me a Reason, which is by Pink featuring Nate Roos.
I love Pink.
And the second one is Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars. The third is Roar by Katy Perry.
I love that song.
Me too. Royals by Lorde. And Same Love, which is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Mary Lambert.
So what's your guess?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be Same Love because that song seems to take everything. I'd really, really like it to be Just Give Me a Reason, but I feel like that's probably like the least well known on this list.
Yeah, I've never. Mm-mm.
You never heard Just Give Me a Reason by Pink?
No, sorry. I was looking at Locked Out of Heaven, I haven't heard. I've heard of Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. Royals, I've only heard because of all the chatter.
Right.
And Same Love, I've never heard.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be Same
Love.
So
I'm rooting for Pink and Roar.
Me too.
But I love both of those girls anyway.
Yes.
So Best New Artist, I'm excited. Okay, the nominees are Kendrick Lamar, Ed Sheeran, James Blake, Kacey Musgraves, and Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis. So yeah, is that okay? Educate me. We got Macklemore. I thought Macklemore was a solo person.
He is. His name is Ben Haggerty.
And then Ryan Lewis. So they're nominated together for new artists.
Because they always kind of perform. Like, he's on almost every one of his songs.
Okay. So I want Kacey Musgraves to win.
I do too, but I have a feeling it's going to be Macklemore.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis?
Yeah.
We'll see. Best. Oh, go ahead.
Best country solo performance.
I got all excited.
Because this is your favorite category.
Favorite.
Is I Drive Your Truck, Lee Brice.
Love that song.
I haven't heard that one. I Want Crazy by Hunter Hayes.
I like that song.
Mama's Broken Heart by Miranda Lambert.
I love that song.
Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker.
That's okay.
And Mine Would Be You by Blake Shelton. So I've heard all of them except the Lee Brice song. And
what? Tomorrow at work, I'm going to send you the YouTube version of that song so you can listen to it. Oh my gosh.
And I know which one you want to win, clearly.
Right. Miranda Lambert is a Grammy nominee. That makes me excited.
I would really like to see either Hunter Hayes or Blake Shelton take it because I love those songs. And I have a feeling.
I'm going to defriend you now. I'm just kidding.
I have a feeling it's going to be Hunter Hayes. Yeah. Just because he reaches out to that pop crowd.
He's very crossover-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do love that song of Miranda Lambert's. I actually
It's my ringtone. Like, have I said that before? I think I have. All right. And then the final nominees that we're going to go over, because we had to do two country categories because
of course we did.
Janet loves country music, for Best Country Album. So the nominees were Night Train by Jason Aldean, Two Lanes of Freedom by Tim McGraw, Same Trailer, Different Park by Kacey Musgraves, Based on a True Story by Blake Shelton, and Red by Taylor Swift. One, I do not think Taylor Swift should be in that category.
I agree.
I like her music. I really do. I can't say that I hate her music, but she's not country.
Not anymore.
She's kind of poppy. Anyway, I think Jason Aldean or Taylor Swift could win that one.
I'd really love to see Blake Shelton take it. I would love too.
And he, with his crossover influence.
The Voice? Yeah. You never know.
He may.
But so there were a lot of snubs.
A lot.
All across the Grammy nomination board.
Luke Bryan? Not even on there.
Florida Georgia Line?
Right? Not even on there. And they no, they didn't. Sorry. They did not perform. I watched two different shows. I watched on CMT, the CMT Artist of the Year concert.
Oh, okay.
And he was on there. Or they were on there. And so was Luke Bryan. But
I'm really, really surprised.
So we'll see. Yeah. Once again, the show's January 26th. With the holidays, don't get too busy to forget.
Is that a weekend? I hate how they do them on weeknights sometimes. I prefer
really?
The weekend.
I think weeknights are better because those are the nights that I typically don't want to go out and do stuff. So I'll sit home and watch it.
I like them on Sundays. Sundays works perfect for me.
So you're looking it up. What day of the week is it on?
So January 26th. It's a Sunday.
Yay.
Woohoo.
So we spoke last time about Liam Hemsworth? Within the last couple weeks.
We did, about how he's happy.
Yeah, about how happy he is to be free and single. Well, now Miley has come out and responded to something that Liam's co-star said from Hunger Games. Of course, her name, Jennifer Lawrence.
I love her. Let's talk about that for a second.
She is just classy.
She's amazing.
And beautiful. She's even rocking the pixie cut. Like, I really like her.
She's just real. Yeah. I love her. If I was Miley, I'd be a hater too.
And she's so real that she recently claimed that she finds it disgusting that young sex sells in Hollywood. Miley isn't too happy about what she said, obviously, because look at what all Miley does. Jennifer was asked about the use of sexuality in entertainment during the interview that she had recently with BBC's Newsnight. And the interviewer mentioned Miley's name, which has got to be uncomfortable for Jennifer.
Yeah.
But Jennifer made it clear it wasn't something she'd be getting involved in and claims it was disgusting to her. And sources have said that Miley feels like Jennifer always tries to act like a feminist in all of her interviews, but then poses in a revealing dress to promote her film. Now, I can't recall all of her dresses, but I don't ever remember hearing or seeing them thinking that's revealing.
I was trying to think about the same thing, like maybe low cut in the front, but never anything in comparison to what Miley's pulled or half of the other people I could think of.
So they're saying that Miley is saying that Jennifer is fake. And Miley and Jennifer have always been rumored to have difficult relationship issues because Miley was jealous of Jennifer's close relationship with Liam when Miley and Liam were together, which I think is just immaturity.
Well, we all know she's very mature.
Yes.
I'm honestly, I'm not surprised. Like, I just think it makes Miley kind of look like a fool for saying anything.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
But, you know, she's known for that, so gets her name out there once again. So.
Mm-hmm. Someone has a big birthday coming up.
They do. Brad Pitt is turning 50.
Can you believe that? He looks amazing.
I can't believe it. So, you know, most people have a big to-do when they're 50.
Right, especially when you have that kind of money.
But I don't know anybody else that gets an island for a gift.
Right.
So reportedly, Angelina Jolie bought him an island.
Dropped how much?
$20 million for the getaway spot. Oh, my gosh. It's a lake retreat. It has two luxurious properties that are designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Apparently, that's one of Brad Pitt's favorite architects.
Mm-hmm.
And however, one of the owners of the secluded estate has shot down the rumor saying it's not true and that the island's still up for sale. Either way, though, that's still cray cray.
Super happy birthday to Brad Pitt.
Yes.
December 18th?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah. And he's still sexy as hell. In my People magazine that I got last week, they had the, like, different pictures of Brad throughout the years. And mm-hmm. he just looks great still.
I'm not a Brad fan.
Oh, I always have been. Always.
Yeah, he doesn't do it for me.
Are you ready, Ashley?
I am tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Ah. So rumors have been swirling for months that Zac Brown Band.
I think I might have started those rumors.
was going to be releasing a new album with David Grohl. Now, who's David Grohl?
So David Grohl is the drummer for the Foo Fighters.
There you go.
He is who they performed with at the CMAs. He's amazing.
So they're going to be releasing an album tomorrow, the 10th, called The Grohl Sessions Volume 1. And it features the studio recording of Day for the Dead, which you already bought.
I do, but I'll buy this version too.
And the group premiered, like you said, they were on the CMAs with him. And the album also includes All Right, Let It Rain, and The Muse.
I am so freaking excited. Can we just talk about that?
I can see. Yeah, she's like jumping out of her chair.
Super, super excited because the rumors only started coming out a little bit before the CMA, so I'm thinking, all right, it's going to be at least 6 months before an album gets released. Oh my gosh.
So exciting.
Tomorrow. I feel like Annie.
They have that song, Sweet Annie.
I
keep hearing it on the radio a lot. Is it?
I've known it for a while because I've had the album, but.
Is that their latest single?
Yeah, their latest single is Sweet Annie.
I always think of you, and then I think of your best friend.
I know.
Annie, I'm like. Weird. Annie's probably like, she doesn't even remember me.
No, she was a quiet one. I think she loves that song too.
All right, so let's not forget that Ashley did recently get engaged. So we thought we would share some financial tips for newly engaged couples.
Because you just love stressing me out on the show.
No, this is to help guide you because I know you've got a lot of stress.
Yeah, last time we talked about the things you should do after you get engaged and now my dad's harassing me for a picture to put in the newspaper.
I'm sorry, Jim, chill out. October pictures need to be sent to Ashley. Then you get a picture from the newspaper. There's steps. It's a process and it's easy.
It's a give and take.
You just got to do it. So there is an abundance of finance tips for newly engaged couples. I've looked. There's a lot out there.
Great.
You'll share income and make financial decisions together. Unfortunately, money can trigger a lot of arguments and disagreements. But finances.
Number one cause of divorce.
Is it really?
Ooh. Yep.
But finances don't have to come in between you and your husband. If you're recently engaged, like Ashley,
yay,
and ready to spend the rest of your life with your partner, consider these 7 finance tips for newly engaged couples. I'll let you start since you're the person in the fire.
So, number one is don't be afraid to discuss money, which is really scary.
Yeah.
But it says...
He doesn't know how much you shop.
Now he does. It says, you know, in a lot of homes, money is sometimes a taboo topic. You know, your parents kind of keep it separate from the kids. But it's definitely important to change that mindset. Of all the finance tips for newly engaged couples, it's important that you're open with each other. And there's plenty to take into consideration. For example, how much can you afford to spend on rent? Clearly, we've passed that hurdle. How much are you going to budget for groceries and entertainment? Since you can't escape money topics, it's best to open with these discussions. And the funniest thing about that is that the day that Joey proposed, I finally told him about my credit card spending.
Was it before the proposal?
Uh-huh.
And he still proposed.
Yes, it was so funny because I told him. I was so nervous to tell him.
I didn't know this.
And then after that, we were just talking. I'm like, are you sure you're not disappointed? Like, do you still love me? And then he was like, 20 minutes after that he proposed, and I was like, well, I guess you do still love me.
Oh, that's awesome. You didn't tell me that. That's a good thing about this show. It brings out some stuff that we
I didn't tell you because the other news outweighed it.
Right.
Clearly.
Right. All right, the number two financial tip for newly engaged couples is be honest. Money lies can tear apart your relationship. Really, any lies, but especially money lies once you walk down the aisle. If you're newly engaged, be honest and upfront about your personal finances. It's important that you and your future spouse discuss income as well as debts. Mm-hmm. Don't downplay a serious situation. This will catch your spouse off guard once you're married, which can create tension in your marriage.
I'll tell you what, it did make me feel like a weight had lifted off of me when I told him. Like, I didn't have this, like, guilt anymore of, like, hiding it. It made me feel a lot better.
Well, congratulations. Maybe that's why you were beaming. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Number three is pay off debt. The less debt you have when you're married, the better. Once you're engaged, develop a plan to pay off credit cards and other loans. Even if you can't completely eliminate these balances, do whatever you can to significantly knock them down. This will free up cash, plus improve your credit score. As a result, it'll become easier to apply for a mortgage or rent an apartment.
There you go. This next one doesn't really apply to you, but we're still going to mention it. Start saving. If you're still living at home, now is the best time to build your personal savings account. Once you're married, all your cash will go toward living expenses. It becomes harder to save once you have a lot of financial obligations. Put aside 10% of your income.
Yes, and I do need to start saving for things like that.
I should show you. I found a 52-week savings plan.
I saw that.
Okay. $1 the first week, $2 the second week.
Yeah.
It seems pretty easy. It does. So you get to the 52nd week, and it's like $52. What?
And, of course, the 52nd week is like the week of Christmas. Why would they plan it that way?
Right.
Maybe I'll do it backwards. I'll start at 52, work my way down to $1.
Oh, my gosh. That's so smart. Because then you get the worst out of the way.
Right?
It's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
Because Christmas time, let's be honest, nobody's got that much extra money.
We should do that.
And in the beginning of the year, you get Christmas money to use.
There we go. Let's do it.
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down for that.
All right. The next one?
The next one is be sensible. When shopping for wedding rings, be sensible and practical. It's normal to want a huge rock with lots of diamonds. Does this make financial sense? Some couples break the bank when buying a ring, or they finance their rings. Unfortunately, the ring can sometimes outlive the marriage.
Ooh.
Don't start a marriage in debt, and don't drain your savings account by buying an expensive band.
Which Joey's already bought your ring.
Mm-hmm. Now and we looked at the band that matches it.
And is it pretty reasonable?
I thought it was, but when I told my mom, she was like, that's a lot.
Oh. Times have changed, Mama Carolyn.
Yeah, I was like, oh, sorry.
All right, the number six advice for newly engaged couples. Keep the wedding simple, Ashley. Regardless of whether you or your parents are covering the cost of your wedding, try and keep the ceremony simple. The wedding is just one day. Yes, it's your special day, and everyone should have their dream wedding, but this doesn't suggest spending money you don't have or going overboard simply to wow your guests. Keep it affordable, and you'll avoid hefty bills after the ceremony.
I would like to just go get married on a beach somewhere with like 30 people. Well, so I'm all about keeping it simple. And if Joey had his way, we'd get married in Vegas. So we're not really into this planning. Everybody keeps asking us, and I'm just like,
I think you need to enjoy the engagement for just a little bit. And then you need to get one of those wedding planner books that kind of do it step by step.
Christmas is coming. Hint, hint, hint.
Yes. I should have saved mine. All right, number seven.
Number seven, the last one on our list, is encourage each other. Maybe you're good with money, but your future spouse needs extra help. We should flip that for Joey and I. Some people don't know how to manage their money properly. Thus, they make several financial mistakes. Rather than scold your future spouse or make him or her feel bad, work with them to improve their finances. For example, help them create a budget or spending plan, or help them devise a plan to pay down their debt. Planning a wedding's exciting, something to look forward to spending an eternity with your partner. But if you don't get your finances in order before walking down the aisle, you might spend your honeymoon and newlywed days fighting over money.
No fighting over money.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. All right. So one more thing before we wrap it up.
Very exciting.
This is super exciting.
For us.
For us. For us flushes. So Cosmo Magazine has opened our eyes to something amazing. We're going to talk about it. It's called wine straws.
Wine straws. So as you know, well, it's not so much with white wine, but with red wine, you can stain your teeth.
Right.
So Cosmo Magazine came up with wine straws. They're $7.99 for a pack of 12 at winestraws.com. And they're exactly what they sound like. But they're a little bit smaller than your average drinking straw. Obviously, glasses tend to be smaller. So how they work is their tiny opening pushes the flow of wine directly to the back of your mouth, bypassing your teeth, so no stains. Amazing.
Amazing. Super smart. Super smart. You probably don't want to whip them out on a date, though. But they're perfect for, like, at-home drinks with your girls.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I guess maybe happy hour with the girls. We could whip it out at a restaurant there.
Why not?
And they're washable, reusable. You can wash them, put them in a baggie, and they're also unbreakable, so you don't have to worry about cracking them in your clutch.
I wonder what they're made of, then.
I don't know. I didn't do my research.
Most straws are like that plastic where, like, you get the, like, bend in it, and then you, like, have to try really, really, really hard to get the drink out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Or you get that tiny little hole, and then it's, like...
From what I saw in the picture, they looked, like, a little bit bigger.
Durable?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, winestraws.com. We should try it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And if you try it out there, let us know. Well, I'm so happy you're back.
Thank you.
Even though it's cold here.
Hopefully it starts warming up.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Podbean, Spreaker, Tumblr, Instagram.
Pinterest.
iHeartRadio.
iTunes.
Stitcher. We're just everywhere. And we try and post all the links to everything. I'm a little sad to say that Ashley did not do any blogging for us. So I don't know if the blog, it might be dead.
I'm going to have to do some revamping.
Yeah, whatever.
I say that every week.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to head on out of here. You guys have a great week. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.